This is Carolyn Evers, and I really have been looking forward to talking to you today because today we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records, and there's so much to say. Also, we put a note on the board that if you care to call in and with one of your questions from the Akashic Records, we're here waiting for you. So, right at the moment, sit back, relax, because what we have to say, I think, is so exciting because it's all about the road we've taken, how we started, how time began, you might say. And so what we're reading from is exactly what is written in the records, what has been given out to individuals who have come to ask about searching for their soul identity, so to speak. And so we're going to talk about the different places where the records are located. We're going to be talking about those where I'm reading the records, what location they are, and how the souls were created, the different rays that they were created on, and how that put a different drive inside of your soul to perform a certain mission. And so when I read for a person, one of the things that is important, I do believe, is the ray that the person was created upon, because this has to do with mission, it has to do with your happiness, and whether or not you're on the path from that part of soul that is inside, maybe that you're not touching. So let's get on with what the records are saying about how all of this began. There was a time when there was no vibration, and we cannot tell what existed before that time. We can only see the records that you read as these records were laid down in vibration. So this record started when vibration was born. We can tell that this creator always existed, though we cannot tell in what form. We can see that there was some development, but we cannot see what triggered this development. We see that this creator was always love, even from the very beginning, as there is a thread of that emotion that moves backward from when vibration began, and we see that this is a part of what always existed. There was a desire to understand how love would interact with all that was possible as seen in the void. There was a vast, empty space which surrounded this creator, and in that vast, empty space, there was vast possibility. What was the void then is the cosmos now. After the creator planned and devised the actions that began all creation, there was a very long time of planning, as every part of this vast, magnificent plan was put into place before it was implemented into form that began the building blocks of all that exists in this present moment. There had to be a method for dividing this void into levels, so that all methods of creation would begin. There was a plan for breathing out information and the gathering of these possibilities and taking back those levels of division so that all would be integrated into this creator again. And that was the intake of breath so that a new round of creativity could be started again with even new possibilities. And that, my friends, some people call this Brahma, the coming in and the coming out, and this is the beginning of all possibilities.
I was wondering, when you were taking calls, they're coming in?
Anytime.
Okay, well, we'll put this one on. It'll take a few seconds.
Okay. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Your name, dear?
Oh, hello, Carolyn. My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm really excited about your show today.
Well, I'm so glad. So is it because you wanted to hear the story in general about creation, or was it because you wanted to hear about your own soul and do a reading for you?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your story because I know a little bit about the Akashic Records, but I would love to know my soul purpose and if I'm on the right track.
Okay. Is that the question, your soul's purpose?
Carolyn, if I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing here on Earth, because I try to be the best person I can be.
You know, Linda, I have to say so many people say that. And I have to tell you, I understand exactly how you feel because I felt that at one point myself. I thought, here I am. I've come to serve Source, and I'm really not sure that I'm doing the right thing. And then all of a sudden, things started developing, and here I am. And so it's one of the reasons why I am just so delighted to be of service to people in this fashion, because I know what it means to you. So what we're going to do, Linda, I think the question... we have to be careful how we put these questions, in the sense that there's so much information that the angels that we connect to use that question to reach your inquiring mind and then actually get to the part of the record that pertains to what you want to know. And so that's why I'm kind of going over this again. You want to know what your mission is. Is that the correct question?
Yes, Carolyn.
Is there another way to phrase it to get exactly what you want?
Well, what I will be doing in the future, I'll be 54.
Oh, my God, you sound like just this young new lady entering society.
You know, and Carolyn, as I get older, I have so many interests in so many things.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I'm at a roadblock now. The only thing I'm sure of, that I know I want to be the best person I can be, and I think I'm achieving that. I want awareness of how I can all, you know, change with an open mind and stay humble.
Well, I'm getting the signal from them that they have connected to you. And so let us begin. We've called for the book for this inquiring mind, and there is so much brilliant light coming forth. We haven't opened it yet, but around the edges is a great white light. It shines forth.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, I can't hear you.
I said they have taken your record.
Yes.
They haven't opened the cover yet of the book, but what is happening is all around the edges is this great light that is streaming out. They have not even opened the cover yet. Have you heard me now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
The cover of this book is brown.
Uh-huh.
And what brown means is that this soul was created on the pink ray, which is the ray of love. Now, at the time of that creation, God had a very specific thought of you. This was not just a ray and just particles being sent forth from the Godhead, but when you were created, there was an intent. God intended you, who live in that physical frame that you're living in, to walk the path of that love. Now, in that love, you are gathering information as to how love interacts with other people. In other words, the sound that was made at creation, the color, and the intent of God is that you are to work among groups, teaching cooperation. This is love in a sense of bringing together different people so that they can see as one person. This is a very special skill you have. You are the one that could go in any group and could work with two different people of opposing ideologies, and in no time at all, there would be agreement, because that is your forte. That is your strength. So how would you use that? Well, there would be many ways that you could use this skill. If you worked in a school, it would be to bring harmony among the children in a classroom. You see, this is the kind of function that you would have. You would be a mover of individuals who would act as one. Now tell me, Linda, what are you thinking at the moment? You have some thoughts as to what direction you should go to. Are you do you have choices right now?
Well, Carolyn, I've always known at this point in my life, I was always a caretaker, because unfortunately I always been around a lot of sickness in my family, so they've needed assistance. And my mother's deceased now. She had multiple cirrhosis, and my brother has cerebral palsy. So I've always been a caretaker, but not. I've never chosen to be a victim. I've done it for love, but now I realize it's kind of my turn to do something a little different. And that's why I get this hunger. I'm interested in everything. But I understand what you're telling me about the love, because I still have a lot of love for humanity.
And to get two people to cooperate with one another, or two groups, or connecting one person to an answer that maybe is difficult for them. And that's why I asked, this is your skill, this is your forte, and it's a case of putting that in line with something that you already know. And something, this is not from the records that I'm telling you this, but this is just from my own knowledge in the business world, and where there is a need. There are many people out there who are elderly who need assistance. In other words, they need somebody to maybe come in and balance their checkbook, or see that they have groceries on their shelves, or see that different communities who are in, that they are living in, that they know where the different organizations are that can help them. Now, does this have any appeal to you at all?
Carolyn, yes, you're very right. There's a lady that will be 89 in September. I'm always, you know, taking her, like, not just for grocery shopping, but a day out to get her hair done,
yes,
lunch,
yes.
Things like that. And she calls and we just chit-chat, a lady down the street. So, yes, I have been reaching out to people. They may have children, but, you know, they get so involved in their jobs that they forget how lonely their parents are.
Exactly. Now, see, I don't see in the records where you have chosen a particular path at this moment, so to speak. But what I do see is that you have these strengths, and you should use this strength and take advantage of your skill. And you have worked with people who are elderly, and I know from personal experience that what you're doing right now, you could build into a nice business, because this is a real need in the community. Does that have any appeal to you?
You know, yes, Carolyn, I've thought of doing that, but then I'm always with the fear when I get too involved, and it comes from the heart, because when I take these people out, I accept no money from them. I always buy lunch, not that I'm wealthy. But I'm always worried about their children because they act like there's a motive. A lot of people just don't get it. They wonder, why are you doing this?
Well, you see, the problem is you are offering your services as a friend and as an individual, and people are suspicious. Now, what you need to do is you need to set this up as a business. You need to give yourself a name, not just using Linda, whatever your last name is, but to actually formulate a name of a business. And you have business cards made up, and you do a little brochure that explains the kinds of services that you do. And you can give them out to maybe churches that you're affiliated with, or even churches that you're not affiliated with, because these people who the pastors and the priests, they know people in the community. They're always getting requests for somebody to help these individuals. There are also practical nurses that you could partner with. There's people in the health field where you could give them support, people that you know that need their services, and they could come back with you and refer to you people in the community. You see, you're going out and doing this as an individual, and you need to do this as a business.
Well, you know, Carolyn, you know, when you were saying the nursing, I wanted to tell you two things. When you're talking about with groups, I was very involved in the metaphysical groups, but I backed off because I could see that a lot of people, they resented it. They felt like I was trying to take charge, and that wasn't the case at all. Ego set in. So I kind of backed away from that. I've always wanted to be a nurse, but I'm afraid that I wouldn't be able to handle... I take everything to heart is the best way to put it. And I don't know if I would mentally be able to, when I was younger, mentally be able to handle it now physically. But I'm wondering if that's in my records and I am supposed to go into nursing.
Well, I don't mean to encourage you or discourage you. Nursing is a difficult field right now. Now, something that you could do is volunteer a day a week to a local hospital just to go in and see if that's appealing to you right now. It would certainly fit within your soul calling, because nurses have to organize cooperation between doctors and families and patients. So, you see, if you're looking at your skill, that would be an area that you could work in. However, you may or may not want to take on that kind of physical workload. So just as a thought, because you're going to have to go back to school and get some training, volunteer a day or two in the hospital. They're always looking for volunteers. And you'd be right there. You would see firsthand if this is the kind of work that you want to do at this point in your life, because it's not easy work today.
No. Carolyn, what was in the beginning when I was trying to write everything down? You mentioned the brown book with the light around the edges, but they're not opening the book.
Well, you kind of asked. We kind of got talking before we really opened the book.
Okay.
We were at step one, honey. You were down the road. What they were saying is that there was so much light inside of your book from all, and where that light comes from, of course, is all that you have done in the past. You have done such magnificent jobs and filled your calling in so many places that it has generated all of this white light inside the book so that it's streaming out around the sides.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. That's so beautiful to hear that.
Well, it is. What it looks like when you look at the book. If you see, these records are alive. It's not like this is something dead that is written down on a piece of paper. This is your story that has come up through the different layers until it is right now at the very top layer of the universal records. And it is alive. It is alive with your information. It is a living document. And so when they bring forth a book, I mean, it could be dark on the inside. It could just be, light and dark, and there's not enough light left over to be streaming out of the edges. What they're saying is they haven't even opened the book yet, and there is light streaming out from it, and it is because you have filled your job as the loving soul that you are.
Well, I want to know if I'll continue getting better, and I don't know. This is the first time I had the reading from the records, so I don't know what to expect.
Well, I would suggest you could do one of two things. You could go to my website and ask for a full and complete reading, or else you could do this. Make a list. See, you know now where your strength is.
Okay.
And you are a loving soul. You were sent out. You were created on the pink ray. This is what your path is love, and it is cooperation. And so you take a pad of paper and you make a list of what all the possibilities are. It could be, let me ask you a question. Are you dependent right now on income, or is this something that you can do on a volunteer basis?
I couldn't do it on a volunteer basis, no.
So it has to be something for income?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, then that brings you to the point of what sort of things can you do for income. Are you working now?
No, I'm just taking care of my brother right now.
You're taking care of your brother. So you're going to be doing that for a while, and then you really have to go out and look for a job.
Yes.
Okay. This is a good time for you because you've got quiet. And do you know how to meditate?
Oh, yes, Carolyn. I meditate and pray all the time.
Okay. The next time you meditate, one of the questions that you ask, you see, we've got to ask for these things. You ask your angels. You ask your guardian angel. You ask God that at this point in your life, you wish to serve and to send you a sign, a message as to which area you should turn to. Now, something might come to you right away.
Okay.
Something might come in a dream. Or
Yes. You
got to be prepared for this. Something might come in the newspaper. Something might come on the news. So be prepared to recognize this sign. Like they might be talking about a hospital that has an open house, or they might be talking about a school that needs aides to come in and help the teachers. There's, you see, we're bombarded with so much throughout the day, but there is something inside that will trigger an acknowledgement or a recognition. And so you meditate, you pray, and then you observe. Be observant. Know that there is nothing that we can ask God that will not come to us in some form.
I know that, Carolyn. I usually get feathers. You know, whenever I'm down, I'll find a feather. Or when I'm walking, a feather will come.
Right.
And I just know that spirit's with me.
Yes.
It's a confirmation, when I'm down and out. Or sometimes I don't even have to be down and out. It's just a feather. I'll see it in my driveway or, when I'm working in the yard or just walking. And I know that's just a confirmation that spirit's with me.
Spirit's with all of us.
Oh, yeah. It's just to let me know when I'm mostly at a down point. When you start getting doubts, are they hearing my prayers?
Yes.
And that's for me. I can't speak for anybody else.
I think we all get confirmation on some level, but we don't all recognize it. we don't all become aware. Now, see, you were aware of your feather, and you're kind of looking forward to these feathers dropping in your hand.
Well, you know,
so your master guides are sending you feathers.
Well, you know, I, Carolyn, I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I even doubt when I get the feathers, I'll go, well, it's just a feather there that just happened to be in my path. You know, so there, I still have my moments where I doubt the feathers, too.
Oh, but don't doubt any of that.
I just keep on praying.
Anytime we turn our face towards God, there is always an expression or a communion between the two. Don't ever doubt that.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, everything you've told me, it makes so much sense. And the way to describe how I feel right now is like this burning desire to do so many things, all good things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like a spinning top. But
mm-hmm.
I know my main priority is now and always will be is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always be in my life. And my decision, what I choose to do, will also have a bearing on how it will affect him.
Well, while you're taking care of him, you see, this is the perfect time to chart your path. You've got the quiet time. You can meditate. I've told you where your strength is. It is in service. It is in love. It is cooperation among two or more people. You are a natural at that.
Yeah.
This is the skill that was planted in your soul when you were created. This is you.
Okay. And, you know, Carolyn, this is how I've been all my life, and I was wondering
mm-hmm.
if I was supposed to do something different.
No.
But I guess this is what I should. I just have to find a different, well, like you said, I have to choose if it's going to be in service for the elderly, nursing, groups. Carolyn, is it possible with the records that they can show how we will be in our golden years? Am I supposed to experience illness?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What do you want to be like in your golden years?
I just hope to be, to sum it all up, is to be in connection with God and the universe and to be in peace and harmony and good health. Unfortunately, I've been battling health issues, but I think I've been getting better. But
you can create this.
Pardon me?
You can create this.
Yes.
In other words, this is why I said, what do you wish to be?
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Right. This, you are a co-creator with God. And whatever you choose to create moment by moment, you're creating your future.
I've heard this before, and I do believe it. I guess I'm always in such high gear. I want everything to be manifested right away, and I have to learn patience, to be honest.
Yes,
with you.
Don't we all? I want patience, God, and give it to me now.
Exactly, and that's where I'm like that spinning top, and it's I don't stop sometimes to evaluate myself or my gifts. But there's one thing I am sure that I do, and I find the gift of gratitude.
Gratitude is extremely important.
Oh, it is. It is. And I say it, I thank God just before I even get out of bed in the morning for just another day.
Do you feel gratitude? In other words, gratitude can be a mental thing. It could also be an emotional thing. Do you feel gratitude?
You know, I've been experienced just with the gratitude. I say thank you for just the time of prayer. Thank you for another day. It's just, it goes much more than just saying thank you for another day.
If you feel gratitude and you feel that deeply, when you meditate, send that up to your higher mind, to your soul source, because gratitude is what opens your higher mind, and ask your higher mind to direct you right now.
I'm sorry to hear you, Carol.
You breathe in,
yes,
breathe in the gratitude, breathe out the gratitude to your higher mind, And you do that for a couple rounds, just breathing gratitude back and forth. Breathe it in, send it up to your higher mind. And then after that, you send your prayer. And then what your prayer is for your higher mind, your soul self, to send directions down to you. This works.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that. You know, Carolyn, the best part of my day is my prayer. And if I don't really devote prayer before I do anything else, my day's not the same.
That's why light's in your book.
That's why
your book is streaming light, dear.
Oh, I love hearing that. Carolyn, does the cover brown, does that mean anything?
The brown covers means that they were created on the pink ray, which is love.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wrote that down, but I couldn't understand. Okay. Pink ray.
Brown book is created on the pink ray of love. And because of God's intent and the sound, when you were created, it gives you the gift of working with others in cooperation. You see, everybody who's created on the ray of love has a small change or a small, either with a sound or the intent, that makes their gift specific. And so, yes, you were created on the pink ray. It has to do with love, but the specific point of it is your gift to bring people together and work in cooperation.
Oh, you know, Carolyn, I have to tell you, when I was telling you about the metaphysical group, this has been going on for a couple of years, and just the last few days, I realized, you know, I allow people to tell me what they feel are my faults. They'll say, Linda, you do things for us so you don't have to focus on yourself. And I was buying what they were saying. And then I thought about it, and I go, that's not true. I really was doing things because I really want to help. But, Carolyn, a lot of people don't see that.
Linda, dear, walk into your mastery. Do you know what I mean by that?
Pardon me?
Walk into your mastery.
Walk into mastery.
Do you know what that means?
I know it's another file.
No, it means don't listen to what other people are saying. You just think of your own mastery. Walk your own path. Walk into your own mastery.
Okay.
As long as you know that you're doing the right thing, you don't have to listen to what other people are telling you.
Well, you know what, Carolyn? I just realized that, and that's kind of like what you're telling me. I just realized the biggest thing is to let people go in love and light, even if you don't agree with them, don't have any anger, and it's not always easy to do. But I just realized that a few people have told me that they act like they're a guru, and they're going to evaluate me, and they'll say, well, you're doing these things so you don't have to look at yourself to help yourself, or you should worry more about yourself. And I was buying it for a while. Okay, maybe I'm running away from something. And then
you need no one to evaluate you.
Yeah, and I allowed that, but you know what you just said is so true. Walk into my own mastery.
That's right.
And I just started doing that. When I looked at myself, I thought, yes, there's things that I have to concentrate and focus on for me, but they're not right when they're saying that I was doing this, you know, volunteering to help them in certain ways, you know, to raise money for the metaphysical community and stuff like that. That's not necessarily true. It was purely coming from the heart. But I had to let that go, and I had to let that group go.
Well, we're not always appreciated everywhere we go, so you go where you're appreciated.
Well, I think that was a lesson I had to learn, though.
Yeah.
Just what you said. Well, but Carolyn, I think this is so fascinating, and I think this is a wonderful gift that all of us have. And there's people gifted like you that share it with us, and I can't thank you enough. And I was on your website, reading your website. So,
oh, yes, there's a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
and sign up for the newsletter.
Okay, I'm going to do that. But, Carolyn, I can't thank you enough. And you know what? I guess I am on the right track.
I think you need to trust your heart.
Yeah, yes.
Linda,
well,
Go in peace, dear.
Okay, thank you. Blessings to you, Carolyn.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And so we were glad to talk to Linda. And I think right before we were talking to Linda, we were talking about how God was looking out in the cosmos, which wasn't the cosmos because creation hadn't started. It was really the void. And God looked out on the void, saw the possibilities, and planned. And there was a great deal of planning. So the very first souls that were created, their records are in the shape of a scroll and not a book. These very first souls that went forth. Yes?
Hello?
Hi.
I was listening to your show, and I was listening to what you were saying to Linda.
Uh-huh.
So I was just wondering, you accessed her Akashic records, so I was wondering if that's possible to do for someone else.
Now, do you mean for you or someone else?
No, for me.
Oh, yes, we can do that for you. What is your name?
Allison.
Allison, what question did you have?
You have to have a specific question?
Well, yes, Allison, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If you think about everything that you have done in this lifetime, you can imagine if you were to put everything that you did in a book,
mm-hmm.
there would be a lot of experiences in that.
Yeah.
Then if you multiplied that by all of the lifetimes that you have lived, you can imagine there is a tremendous amount of experiences, places that your soul has been.
Okay.
And so that's why we have to have something in our mind to direct us to the information. This is not like a psychic reading. This is completely different. But there's something in your mind, I suspect, that you want to look into. What's in your mind right now?
Well, when you reach a midpoint in life and you have, you know, the rest of your life ahead of you, I guess is we all struggle to try to find out what exactly we're here for and what exactly we're supposed to be doing. So I guess, if anything, it's looking forward for the rest of my life and saying, well, you know, what is the purpose?
Oh, so you want to know what the purpose of your life is, or what the purpose of the rest of your life is?
Yeah, I don't need to look at the first 52 years.
And so you kind of want to know what you're supposed to be doing. Is this fair thing to say? Your soul probably had, before you came to Earth, your soul probably had some sort of a mission that it decided on for you. And you want to know what that mission is?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can find out. This was Allison.
Right.
Okay, Allison, we'll see what we can find out for you. It takes a while for my mind to get there because I've been engaged in conversation. Allison, the group who holds these records have the appearance of angels, and they take the form of a female angel, though they're really androgynous, but they take the position of a mother, the relationship between a mother and a child, and this is how they view the caretaking of these records. And so the way they appear, these angels appear tall, they have a white robe, and the angel that has asked for your book is already there with your book on a stand, and they have opened the page, and they're showing me that the cover on your book is blue.
Okay.
And they're telling me that in your case, you see there's different shades of blue. And in your case, the blue represents the mental ability that you have. Do you find that school was easy for you?
Do I find that what?
Did you find that school and learning was easy for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was the mental ability that you were created with. So what they're showing me is that you have a very quick mind. And in past lifetimes, you were part of the scientific community. Are you interested in science now?
Yes. Well, I have a very logical, methodical, somewhat mind, so I can relate to that.
Yeah, the kind that a scientist would have used to, you know, to work in the lab. Mm-hmm. And you've done this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You've had past lifetimes where you were the scientist, and what they're showing me is not only were you the scientist in the past, but you had great acclaim as a scientist. But you're like finished with that. You did that. You know what that is. And so this time you came to serve in a different way. You're still using knowledge, but knowledge to disseminate to other people, not knowledge to go into a lab and be closed off from the world and study and do experiments, but now to use your mental force out in society. So you have a love of knowledge. What have you done with that so far in this lifetime? This love of knowledge and probably books. You like to read?
Oh, yes. I have an extensive personal library that probably is all nonfiction. They all teach. And I've self-taught myself many, many things, taken many, many courses, studied a lot of different things, mostly the metaphysical arena.
Yes, I can see from the records that you can take concept which might seem vague to someone else, and right away you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take too much for you to understand a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your time has come when you need to share that ability with others, and so you tell me that you're with a metaphysical group.
Well, no, I work in that arena, yes.
Okay, you work in that arena,
right.
in a retail store, in a healing. How are you working with the metaphysical?
Well, I'm a numerologist and I do numerology, so.
Okay, so this is where you're sharing this with the world, because that's where you are right now. The mental ability, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Because I thought I heard a click.
Yeah.
Your mental ability now is to move this out into the world and not keep it within your own circle, so to speak.
Right, right.
And
it's
so since you're doing numerology, how has that been going for you?
Really well.
Uh-huh.
That's extraordinary. I mean, forgive me for just interrupting, but it's like you just so, that's what you just, everything you just said was so incredibly accurate and amazing. So I just wanted to say that to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very, very true.
And so you're asking, the question was, what was your mission and what you should be doing?
Right.
I think that kind of ties in. This is a choice that you are making right now to fit in with the gifts that your soul has and the point of time that you have come now to share this with the world. It sounds to me like you're right in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I feel like if I were to have choices, my choices would be probably to feel somewhat of a hermit, I suppose, or. But
you were the hermit, you see. As the scientist, you were the hermit.
Right.
You sat in the lab. You did your tests.
Right.
You actually had public acclaim for what you did. But now your soul has come forth to add another facet.
Right.
And what that facet is to be connecting with those outside of yourself.
Wow.
And to be sharing that knowledge.
Right.
That's the new facet that your soul is building for you.
Right. Yes, I understand that. I understand that completely. In circumstances, everything has definitely fallen in that place over the past many, many years. So I see that strongly.
You just wanted to check in.
But you know what? You know, when you're a scientist, you really have to run occasional tests to make sure everything's accurate. And that's why, and you get very excited when you hear such accuracy. And that's what, you know, scientists do.
That's right. You were the scientist.
So but,
I can see you. I can see you with a white coat. I see you behind your bench in the lab. I would say that the kind of scientist, well, you might have had more than one lifetime as a scientist, but I see you as with chemicals doing, so there's a good chance that you were in the scientific area as a chemist. I see you behind the beakers. I'm looking closely. It appears to me, now this is surprising, it appears to me that you were a female then,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. I'm not getting a name, but I see you there, and I see you with your little worksheet, your pad on the right. You've got your tubes and your chemicals on the left, and you're writing down formulas. You were very happy. You liked that little introverted life that you were leading. And so now, Spirit, your soul has decided it's time for you to branch out, dear.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting that message, and you're helping to confirm that.
Yeah,
so.
It's telling you you're branching out. You need to meet others. This is the part of your soul experience that you're developing now, is this relationship with others.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're right on your path. Numerology. You're going to have to do a little numerology reading for me sometime.
Anytime.
Sounds good, Allison.
Okay. Well, that was really, really wonderful. And, you know, when you said the scientists and stuff, it's really absolutely true that you, it's not that you're open absolutely to all experience in the metaphysical, and you embrace them and honor them all, but there's always a part of you that is somewhat stands back and waits for the data to come in, and then you just brought it home because
mm-hmm.
you were very, very accurate with what you said. So
thank you. Well, see, in the past, as the scientist in the lab, you always had to prove your calculation. You had to prove your figures.
Right.
You had to prove the hypothesis.
Right.
And now your soul is growing. Your soul has decided that you need another facet to the gem, so to speak. And
right.
In a sense, anytime someone goes out to a new, shall we say, a new path or adding a new facet to the diamond that they are, we kind of want to hold on to the past.
Right.
It's
well,
kind of hard breaking new ground.
Right.
And you're breaking new ground, and it's like, oh, let me hold on to this. Let me double check this reading. Did I get these numbers right?
That would explain why I double-check everything almost to the point where, you know, it's like, oh, God, Elson, stop that. You know, I double-check everything to make sure it's right. So
yes, you need to let that go a little, mm-hmm. because what your soul wants you to do now, you have developed those mental qualities, and now it's turning you a little bit more to accept faith, to accept trust,
oh, yeah.
and to be a little bit more spontaneous.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, I'm finding that, yes, the spontaneity, yes,
yeah.
even in my work, and being able to step aside with the logic and just go with the feeling, and I, you know, I, this has
you
been...
You expressed it perfectly.
Right. Right. Just go with
and it's not that you're ever going to forget logic, because that's part of your soul structure. You'll always be, I believe, a very logical person, because that's who and what you are. It's just you're going to be adding other facets to that name.
Right, right. Well, that's wonderful.
Well, it is, because
it
what it's telling you, Allison, is that you are growing.
Mm-hmm.
You are reaching out and you are growing. And what could be more beautiful than to be following your path and be growing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. You're absolutely right. Wow. Well, that's wonderful, Carolyn. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we're just glad to serve, Allison. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And so, my dear souls who are out there in the listening audience, we're getting close to the end of the hour, and we're not going to be able to take another caller. And so what I might say is people who maybe wanted to get on this time will be back next week doing readings as we are doing now. We'll be glad to take your question. And those who really feel some urgency at getting an answer right away, you can go to the website if you so choose. You could sign up for a newsletter, which we've got some great information in the newsletter, something like what we have about some articles about the Templars. Those kinds of things will be in the newsletter. Or you might like the idea of ordering a reading. And the last minute or two that we have to say, might I suggest that if you haven't noticed the information about the cruise, we would love to have you join the cruise. If you have it, feel that you have any kind of connection with Archangel Michael and you're able to go on the cruise with us next March, please consider it. And what you can do if you can't, we will be having sort of several payments to make it easy for you. And if that has any appeal, just do it. Because what is going to be available to you, if you enjoy these readings, you're going to love the cruise. And so all of you out there, we didn't really get too far into our program today, but we were delighted to talk to the callers, and what we will do the next time is pick up from here, though we didn't get too far. And I would just like to say to all of you, you are all in my thoughts. I think of you often, and until next time, we'll talk to you soon. This is Carolyn Evers. Goodbye for now.